Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Philadelphia police say they shot and killed a carjacking suspect who shot a victim and fired at officers during a wild pursuit. KYW's Tim Jimenez is live in the Northeast with the story. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Matt. Yeah, police just towed away the car that they say the suspect stole. All night it was here on the grassy median in the middle of Roosevelt Boulevard, across from the Pep Boys in the Northeast Tower Shopping Center. Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel says this entire incident that happened last night is an example of the danger that comes with their job.
But this is our charge. We will protect the city, and we will do the job each and every day, despite the challenges that we face.
It all started about 7 o'clock at night, a few miles away from here at G Street in Hunting Park. Police say the suspect shot a 32-year-old man during a carjacking and then drove off in the victim's car. Police then chased after the suspect through multiple neighborhoods, and at one point on Cheltenham Avenue, Bethel says that man fired a shot at the officers. The cops were not hit. They kept chasing him. Eventually, police say the suspect drove down here to the on the boulevard onto this median, stopped by a tree. Police say the man got out of the car and seven cops who responded fired away, hitting him several times. He died at the hospital, Matt, and his name has not been released just yet. Police say his carjacking victim is in critical condition this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Tim. That's KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us live this morning.